Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Alison Curtis with you, Today FM. Speaking of a babe, Julie J, how are you?
Oh, Alison, a babe? Me?
Sure.
This is like the best compliments I've gotten in a long time. Thank you so much, Alison.
Oh, so Julie J, you are on your way to All Together now.
I'm on my way to All Together now. Very excited. We've left Dingle, which is obviously where we're currently residing. So we're leaving Kerry, heading for Waterford. I can't wait.
It's going to be brilliant. I've been watching with jealousy a lot of friends' Instagram posts of their, you know, goings on down there. It looks like it's having a lot of fun. They're all having a lot of fun.
It's such a special festival. It's just, I absolutely love it. So I'm super excited. I can't wait.
And what time are you on stage?
I'm going to be on stage at 6 o'clock, which is a nice
Lovely.
Little time. So let's just say I headed down very, very early because my husband was like, what time are you on? I was like, look, you never know with traffic. I'm just going to leave at 9.
Is he at home with the kids?
He is at home with the children. And I have to say, I think the thing I'm most looking forward to today is just nobody asking me to open a yogurt for them for at least 2 hours. I will not know my husband. I can't wait.
Mate, you never know. Now someone's going to come up to you at the festival and go, can you open this for me?
I know. Do you know what? It's like second nature to me now. So bring it on. If you need help opening anything, I am your
You're
woman.
There. So, of course, you're married to Fred Cook. And I didn't realize it was Dingle. I knew it was Kerry you guys were in. We have so many people from Kerry getting in touch this morning ahead of the match as well. But I was talking to loads of people in Cork yesterday saying, I want to have a little home outside of Ireland somewhere in an ideal world that's green. Are you loving life there? Outside of Dublin, sorry.
You know, I have to say, we absolutely adore Dingle. Like, Fred does joke, because when we got together, obviously Fred wanted us to live in Meath, and I really pushed for Dingle. So we're living in Dingle, because that's compromise in a marriage, isn't it? So I managed to get Dingle over the line, and we do absolutely love it. But I mean, in saying that, the only thing is, it is that bit further for work.
Yeah.
Because the thing with Dingle is, it's far from everywhere, which is part of the appeal.
Yes.
But just if you're on the road, it is a little bit far. Like, when I have friends who come down from Dublin, like, they are jet lagged. Like, they come into the house and they're kind of shook. Like, they
Well, do you know what it is?
Shook.
It's once you get to the top of the peninsula, you're like, here we are. And they're like, oh no, we have another hour to go.
Exactly. And like, I always say, that's the thing with Kerry. You know, I leave Dingle and like, you could be driving an hour and a half and you're still in Kerry. Whereas you leave Dublin and you're in Kilkenny or in Wexford. You know, it's a different mindset in Kerry. Like,
it
we think nothing
beautiful.
Of it.
Beautiful. And actually, I was thinking about that on my way back from Cork yesterday. I was just taking a time to look out the window and go, God damn, this is a beautiful country we live in, isn't it?
It's, you know what? I think you sometimes forget. And it's only when people come down and they say, wow, this is really amazing. Like, I think we take it for granted. But yeah, no, Kerry is, it's kind of, I just love living in Kerry. And then, like, the fact that two little boys are from Kerry now.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I would have loved the kids anyway, but I think I love them that bit more because they're from Kerry.
Julie, you said something. So you've got a parenting column in the Irish Examiner, and you said something, I can't remember which week it was, but it just cracked me up. Like, I did one of those scary, screechy laughs out loud when I read it. And there's nothing a heckler can say that will be more cutting than what my three-year-old says in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm Alison, all the time. And it's just effortless. Like, even yesterday, just for the crack, I was having a crack with, it was funny in the morning. I was like, oh, Ted, he was like the three-year-old. I was like, who's in charge, mommy or daddy? And he said, Nana. I said, oh, God. Yeah, it's so cutting and it's so accurate. You think to yourself, yeah, like, it is kind of the blind leading the blind here. But absolutely, and like my three-year-old in particular is gas. Like, sometimes I'm trying out material and he's like, no,
not for me. It's not working.
Not my cup of tea.
They are cutting, though. A few years ago now, Joan was 13, but she was much younger then. I had dropped something on my face and she actually had the wherewithal to say, it landed on one of your chins.
Oh, stop.
You know, cutting.
I really felt that. And even yesterday, like, my little guy Ted was heading up and he said to me, after messing up the sitting room, he's like, if you wouldn't mind, like, just cleaning up a bit. And I was like, cleaning up a bit? He's like, yeah, just clean up a bit. And I was like, oh my God, I think he could be a sexist. I'm not sure.
You've got a tour coming up as well, and you've got lots of dates in there. Can you give them to us?
Yes, I'm going to be in Liberty Hall on the 14th of September. I'm going to be in the Everyman on the 1st of September. We're going to be in Dolan's in Limerick. We're also going to be in the King's Head in Galway, and we're going to be doing the Mullingar Arts Centre and the Limelight in Belfast. So look, I'm just mad to get away from the house, basically. Yeah. I just really want to get out of the house. This is a holiday for me going to work.
I
can't wait. And I think the show is, dare I say, I think it's like my funniest one yet. I'm really enjoying doing it. And we sold out a couple of days now in Kilkenny and in Ballycotton and Cork. Oh, I'm going to be in DeBarra's as well in West Cork, so I can't wait for that.
Oh, I love that venue. Julie Madly Deeply is such a brilliant name for a tour. I imagine that's like a tricky thing for presenters and comedians to come up with, is a really good title.
It is. Do you know what? Because I'm all about the puns. And there aren't too many with Julie. And like, I feel like the title is so important, because especially, but you know, you might have people who might know you necessarily, because like my profile wouldn't necessarily be that big. But so it is about coming up with something that kind of catches the attention a little. But yeah, I'm quite happy with the title, and I think the show, it's all gags, so like it's just so much crack. I'm having so much fun doing it, because the last show I did was kind of more a one woman show involving like Britney and Naughty's misogyny and all of that, and most people really enjoyed it, but I think some people were very confused because they were coming thinking it was going to be jokes. There was a few jokes, but it was like, you know, I mean, there was other stuff going on as well. So
well, it's great. And you've got the Tommy Tiernan endorsement, the funniest thing I've seen in a long, long time. So that's a really good starting point. And Julie, you're also very much in the podcasting world as well. And you've got a good few of them on the go, actually. Up to 90 is with Emma Doran. And it's all about 90s pop culture, which I think would resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, do you know what? We haven't done Up to 90 now for a couple of years, but it's still up there. And do you know what? I think it's a bit of a forever podcast.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I feel like with 90s culture, it is kind of terrifying how people, like even going down to All Together now, like Alison, you know, there's going to be so many people wearing
born
90s,
in the 90s.
90s fashion, but they're going to be trying to do it ironically. And I'm like, no. Like, this is just, like, they think they're retro. And I'm like, how can Naughty's fashion be retro? But it is. Like,
I know.
That's the thing. It's like these endless cycles. Like, it's so perennial.
But Julie, I read something online where someone said, this is how my timeline works in my mind. The 90s were 10 years ago. The 90s were 5 years ago.
Isn't it so true, though?
It's scary.
Like, we did a gig on Saturday night in the iconic, Friday night in the iconic Patio Chaise, such a special place in West Kerry. And one of the barmen was born in 2004. But the really scary thing is, Alison, he's 20.
Well, I mean, the last few years didn't count, but I feel like in fairness, the last 12 years it don't count. It's crazy.
How is this possible?
How are we so old? Well, you're not old. How am I so old? Oh, listen, continued success at Julie Madly Deeply. And Julie, where can people get the dates again? Just on the website?
So I have juliejcomedy.com, which is the website, and then juliejcomedy on TikTok and Insta. I always have the dates on there.
Excellent. A pleasure. Thank you so much for making time for me, and enjoy all together now.
Thanks a million. Kiri Aboo.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.